Theoretical recap. HTML headings and paragraphs are the backbone of any readable web page. Headings are defined with the tags H1 through H6, where H1 represents the most important title, usually the page's main topic, and H6 the least important. Each page should contain exactly one H1 tag. This is a fundamental SEO and accessibility best practice. Headings create a logical hierarchy, like a table of contents. H2 sections sit beneath H1, H3 beneath H2, and so on. Never skip heading levels, jumping from H1 directly to H4, for example, as this breaks the document outline and confuses assistive technologies like screen readers. Paragraphs are wrapped in P tags. Each P element creates a distinct block of text separated by vertical spacing in the browser. A common mistake is to use line breaks, BR, to separate blocks of text instead of proper P tags. This is bad practice and should be avoided. Another frequent error is nesting block-level elements like P inside other P tags, which is invalid HTML. Mental model. Think of your HTML document as a newspaper article. The H1 is the main headline. H2 tags are section headers, H3 tags are subsection headers, and P tags are the body paragraphs. Structure always comes before styling. Mini example. H1. My first web page. P. Welcome to this introduction to HTML. H2. What is HTML? P. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will put into practice everything covered in the previous lesson on headings and paragraphs. Your task is to build a structured HTML page about a topic of your choice. It can be a hobby, a professional subject, a tutorial, or any theme that interests you. The only requirement is that the content must be meaningful and logically organized, not placeholder text. Start by opening the index.html file you created in the earlier workshop, the one where you added the page title and encoding. You will build on that foundation. Make sure your document still contains the correct doctype declaration, the HTML element with a lang attribute, a properly configured head section, with meta charset and a descriptive title, and the body element. All your new content will go inside the body. Inside the body, you must create a complete content hierarchy using at least one H1, at least two H2 headings, and at least two H3 headings. Each section introduced by an H2 or H3 must be accompanied by at least one paragraph of genuine text, 3 to 5 sentences minimum per paragraph. The H1 must clearly reflect the overall topic of the page, while the H2 and H3 headings should break the content into logical readable sections. Think carefully about the hierarchy. Does the structure make sense if read like a table of contents? As you work, validate your HTML structure mentally. Are you respecting the heading order? Are all your tags properly opened and closed? Are you using P tags for body text and not relying on BR tags to separate ideas? Open your file in a browser regularly to see how it renders and check that the visual hierarchy matches your intended structure. Pay attention to the nesting. No block elements inside P tags. You are allowed to consult all previous course materials, the lessons on HTML document anatomy, the head section, and the body introduction, as well as any internet resources you find useful, including the MDN web docs, W3 schools, or any reference of your choice. You may work alone or ask for help, but the final submitted file must reflect your own understanding and effort. The recommended time to complete this workshop is 2 hours. You must submit your solution before the deadline expires. Do not wait until the last moment, as reviewing your work with fresh eyes always helps catch mistakes. When you are done, review your file one final time. Does it have one and only one H1? Is the heading hierarchy logical and unbroken? Does each section contain real, readable paragraph content? Is the file saved with the HTML extension and does it open correctly in a browser without visible errors? Once all these checks pass, submit your index.html file as your deliverable.